the events in Russia and Ukraine dominating the headlines for over a week now, at last 10 days, coming up for a couple of weeks. Some horrific images, and to think that this is happening right pretty much on our doorstep. Well, there's an event happening in London today in Trafalgar Square. An orchestra of 200 plus international museums are going to be playing for peace. And one of those taking part in this is Helen Miners, who's on the line now. Morning, Helen.
Morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Really good to talk to you. So, playing for peace. I mean, tell me a bit about this event.
Well, it's a really important event, isn't it, to highlight the need for peace and discussions at the moment. So the conductor of the event is Peter Limonov. He's a very famous conductor and pianist. He's got a massive team supporting creating this event. It brings together, as you say, over 200 musicians from across the whole of the UK. So it's a mixture of professional and amateur musicians, and a call went out asking who would like to use music to represent peace, essentially. So we'll be playing the Ukrainian national anthem, one of those pieces, understandably, but also two other pieces by Ukrainian composers that are currently living in Ukraine. So one of them is Valentin Silvestrov. He wrote a hymn in 2001 for Ukraine, and that's one of the pieces. And in fact, these pieces have been written for so long in Ukraine, called hymns, and Looking for Peace is quite telling as well about the history of the country. And the third piece is Prayer for Ukraine by Mykolas Lysenko. And again, that Prayer for Ukraine was written some time ago as well.
Okay.
So it starts at about 3 o'clock.
Okay, so an act, I suppose, like, you know, unity, coming together, using music to sort of, you know, just show that we're there for those in Ukraine and those affected by this. I mean, it is something that was put together, you know, quite sort of quick, bringing it all together. I mean,
the first
thing.
Call went out about 7 days. It's absolutely massive. The organisers, Jagger, Eva and Juliet Barclay, sent out messages across amateur orchestras, across email, social media channels only a week ago. They've got the full permissions from the police. They've checked on risk assessments. They've got fans dropping off percussion, checking who needs a chair, who can stand. All that's been sorted in less than 7 days.
I mean, when you think about, when you think about these big sort of events, you know, that happen, there's months of planning and months of preparation that go into it. And to think that this has gone from the ground upwards in just 7 days, I mean, that's phenomenal.
Exactly. It is absolutely phenomenal. And it shows you the urgency of the issues and just how much support they have for this. There is actually a giving page on the Facebook page for this, so that we could make sure the percussionists were volunteering the time, didn't have to pay the congestion charge and things like that.
Okay.
I think it's really significant for me as a musician in this country, and as a music teacher, I should say, that we can use music to speak across cultural borders. It doesn't matter what language we have, what faith, what race, what ethnicity, what gender we are. We can all hear music, we can all appreciate it from our own perspective and use that to share our emotional reaction to a situation. So I think it's really important to do this peacefully through music.
Okay, so when the message came through, how did you actually find out about it yourself?
It was shared to me, actually, by a friend of mine, Alison Jackson. She's a fellow trumpet player. We both play in the Middlesex Yeomanry and Old Woodworth Philharmonic Orchestra. And she forwarded the text she'd seen straight away. We just both said straight away, we have to do this. So I sent back our details volunteering. It just seems so important, because the question I've had for the last week is, what can we actually do? We're not in politics. We're not in that level to do very much, if anything. So when this came through, I thought, it's something. To raise a voice for those that can't at this time.
Absolutely, it's so important as well, and you know, you're doing what you can using your skills as a trumpet player and coming together, and I'm guessing that you're meeting lots of new people as well, so it'll be quite good from that point of view as well.
There's a WhatsApp group with over 200 names on it. I think I know six other people in the group.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
So your Facebook friend list is going to get a little bit longer then by this afternoon.
Something like that.
Brilliant. I mean, how have you rehearsed? I mean, you know, in this short space of time, you know, how...
Well, that's quite a good question, John, because we've been sending the music using Dropbox. We haven't rehearsed together. We've not met online or anything. We get there, we'll put in a position, we've been told where we can put our bags, and then we will we will play, so we all rehearse separately, and hopefully Peter on the podium will be high enough we can all see him. So yes, it's very much in the moment, off we go.
I love it. I mean, you know, these spur of a moment things are sometimes, you know, they just work out fantastically. You know, you turn
exactly,
up, yeah. you sort of don't have all those sort of anxieties and preconceived ideas of what's going to be. You just go along, just do it, and then you don't know what to expect, and it all works out perfectly. So that's going to happen today then, clearly.
Absolutely, I hope so.
Okay, brilliant. So from 3 o'clock this afternoon, is it just a case, if you're in London, just turn up at Trafalgar Square?
Yeah, just turn up at Trafalgar Square. There's a number of different protests happening. We should be congregating around 3. We're aiming to start playing around 3:30, depending on setup and police moving the different protests around. But just turn up. The National Anthem, we do have some printed sheets that have the words on, if anyone wishes to sing along with us as well.
Wow, there you go. So get involved with that and stand united for those affected by the horrors that are going on at the moment. And it is horrific, you know, watching these images on our TV screens and hearing the news coming out of Ukraine. And you're right, it's just wondering what you can do, you know, what can you do to help, you know. You feel sort of helpless sitting there just watching the TV, don't you?
Absolutely feel helpless, and it's one thing we can do, and specifically when we know one of the composers, Valentin Silvestrov, is currently in Kiev with what's happening. I mean, one would hope that somehow he might hear this is happening, and it might at least boost some morale, if
yes,
nothing else. And hopefully, that, you know, the more events that happen, the more politicians will hopefully listen, and it's raising the profile that this is happening on our doorstep. It isn't that far. It's, what, 3 hour flight from here? It's not far away at all.
I mean, that's a scary thing when you think this is something that's happening just on our doorstep, a short flight away. So money raised going to the Disasters Emergency Committee via the British Red Cross. You're going to be in Trafalgar Square from 3 o'clock this afternoon. Good luck with that. Not that you need it. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing experience, and yeah, maybe we'll catch up in next week and find out how it went.
I'd love to, John. Thank you.
Excellent. Have a good day, and thank you for telling us all about that today.
You too. Bye.
Thank you very much. As Helen Miners taking part in that amazing event, standing together for those affected by the horrors of war. And that's in Trafalgar Square this afternoon, 3 o'clock. Go along and support that if you are in London.